Welcome to Proverbs 31 by Design. My name is Tina Heisman. I help Christian women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a wife, mother, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to create their own unique level of balance so they can finally experience the joy, passion, success, and fulfillment they have been seeking in life. Who wants all of that? I know I do. And so, guess what, girls? This month is the month of May, and since the holiday of Mother's Day is in May, we're going to spend May talking about the secrets to being the best mom. And today, we're going to start by teaching you how to zap toxic judgment from your life. So this topic is going to make you feel so good. It's going to be such a relief. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free private Proverbs 31 community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. Search Proverbs 31 by Design in the Facebook search bar. Also, I have created something free for you. It's called The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care. It's a guide to help you take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit so you can feel like your best self every day. Visit my website to download it. It's tinaheisman.com. Okay, let's dive in and talk about how to stop judging yourself and everyone else. So last week, we talked about being on the receiving end of judgment, and I shared with you some wholesome ways for us to stop caring what other people think about us because it really just hurts us. And so if you haven't listened to that podcast episode, I would definitely recommend it. I think it would be really good. But today, we're going to take a look at the other side of judgment. We're going to look at when we are the ones judging ourselves and others. Because here's the thing. As mothers, we put way too much pressure on ourselves. And many of our minds and most of our minds, we have an unrealistic image of what a good mom is. And I think a lot of us are secretly comparing ourselves to other moms who we think have it all together. So obviously this is not a new problem, but social media kind of makes it a little worse, more visible anyway. But let's be honest, friends. We are not just judging ourselves harshly. We're also judging other moms. And both of these types of judgment are hurtful. One of the most significant times that I learned this lesson about judging myself was when I was in the hospital after having my second child. It was looking like I wasn't going to be able to breastfeed her. She was doing something crazy with her tongue, and it was awful and painful. And the lactations consultants were saying that it would be very difficult to fix because it was something that we would need to do with her. So I was feeling sad for me that this wasn't going to work out, but I was also worried about how others might judge me. And I remember my doctor came in, and when he saw how upset I was, he became visibly upset. And he tried to comfort me by stressing to me just what I said to you guys, that we put too much pressure on ourselves to be perfect in every area of motherhood. And he promised me that my daughter would be just fine with formula. So I respected him, and so I just had to go with it, right? I didn't have another choice. And as I thought about it, I realized that if it's not breastfeeding that we're judging ourselves or other moms for, it's whether they use cloth diapers or disposable diapers, or if they made homemade baby food, or they feed them baby food from a jar. And then as the kids get older, we judge people for whether they send their children to public school or private school, or do our kids get into a lot of trouble, or do they behave really well? And now as a mother of a high schooler, I'm seeing tons of judgment surrounding where kids go to college and like ACT scores and all of that stuff. So you see, it just goes on and on and on, and it's exhausting, all the judging. Do you guys remember a few years back, there was a letter circulating on social media. It was written by one mom to another mom about her cell phone use at a park. Now, I've seen two different articles about this mom. So the initial letter is berating one mom for being on her cell phone at the park and not being present with her children. And then a second letter came out that asks us to consider why that mom may have been on the cell phone. For example, maybe she was present all morning long and now she's relaxing while the kids are busy, right? We don't know that. we don't know the full story ever. And so we might be wrongly judging, and really we shouldn't even be judging. I had an experience one time at school pickup where I had another mom say to me, "Hey, I was behind Anita in the line at the school drop-off this morning, and she was yelling at her kids as they were getting out of the car. Can you believe that? What kind of a mother would do that? What kind of a mother would yell at her kids when she was dropping them off at school for the day?" Friends, I want to tell you exactly what kind of a mother would do that, because Anita had called me that day. Her father was very sick, and she was worried sick about him, and the kids were acting up, you know, in the morning before school, and she lost her patience, and she was just sharing her heart with me that she felt terrible for yelling at her kids as they got out of the car that day. I wasn't nearby. I didn't notice it, but it was just interesting because when someone else commented to me that they noticed it, I knew the whole story. I knew Anita's story and what happened. And I knew that Anita was anxiously waiting for school to be over that she could apologize to her kids. And so you see, you guys, even when we think we know the whole situation of why someone's acting the way they are, we don't. And I think we just need to remember that and try and give each other more grace, you know? And so one, I want to help you with this because it's kind of a natural thing that these negative thoughts, critical thoughts, they kind of come naturally. So then what we need to do is just learn how to work with them and sometimes choose not to believe them. And so I want to help you with that. And one way that we can do that is, first of all, noticing how we feel when we're being critical and judgmental of another person. So just saying these words, "What kind of a mother would do that?" When you say that, I want you to practice with this when we're done. When you say that, does it make you feel good and happy and peaceful? Or does it make you feel angry or sad or frustrated? You know, like it's a really negative thing to say. And I want you to really try this because generally when we're in that negative judging energy, we feel negative emotion in our body. And notice that when you say that in that judgmental way, what do you feel in your body? Like, does your stomach hurt? Do your shoulders hurt? Do you get a headache? Like, literally, you'll get a negative feeling in your body from it. And so when we recognize this, we can recognize we don't want that negativity in there, and we can choose differently, right? And so here's another question that we can ask ourselves. In addition to looking at how it makes us feel, we can ask ourselves when we catch ourselves judging someone, how is it serving me to think this thought? Because maybe we think we're right, right? Like maybe we think we saw the mom yelling at her kids and that's terrible. Maybe we think that we're right. But how is that serving us to stay there in that thought, right? Like, so it's really not. Like if it's giving us negative emotions and really creating a negative wedge between us and another person that we're judging, it's really not serving us. It's not helpful to us, right? It's not making us happy or healthy or whole. It's not helping us create friendships or maintain friendships. So it really isn't a helpful thought. And so here's another cool point aside from that. Oftentimes when we're judging another person, we take our judgment as fact, but really our judgment is only an opinion, our opinion. Have you ever had a friend whom you were maybe very frustrated with and you saw like all of the things that drove you crazy about this person all the time, and then there were other people that you know in your life and they think this friend walks on water? So like how could that be if our judgment is fact, right? So that's something really good to remember is that we think our judgments are facts, but really most of the time they're opinions. And so we can watch that and work on changing that and changing those opinions so we can change our feelings, right? And so that's kind of what I wanted to share for the beginning of this podcast about my thoughts on judging other people, right? It's not helpful. It's not whole. It doesn't make us feel good, right? It really doesn't. And so, you know, we can use those thoughts to maybe start to change the behavior, right? And I also want us to look at judging ourselves because they are absolutely positively related, okay? When we are judging ourselves, it's actually very helpful to notice where we judge other people. Really helpful. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for why? The reason that it's helpful to notice where we judge others is because typically what bothers us about another person is bothering us because we do the same thing in some way. It may not be the exact same way. It may not be to the exact same magnitude, but probably we have some aspect of that somewhere in our lives, and it bothers us because we don't want to be that way, right? So take, for example, the mom who judged the other mom for yelling at her kids. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but perhaps that mom has yelled at her children in the past too, and maybe she feels bad about it, right? So that might be why for her that's showing up in other people. And so actually it's good that she noticed it if she can learn from it. So if this mom was my client, I would ask her to journal about why it bothered her so much. Why did it bother you so much that that mom was yelling at her kids? And so she would take some time to journal about that and then see for herself if by chance there might be places in her life where she might yell. I mean, maybe it's not her kids. Maybe it's like at work or in a marriage relationship or a friendship. Who knows? But in some way, that is related to her life. And when she sees that, then she can heal it and she can make it better. And she can bring compassion to herself and other moms who sometimes yell, right? I think pretty much all of us do. So if you catch yourself judging another person, take a few minutes. Write down why you're judging that person for that thing. And then ask yourself, where am I being that way in my life? And I can pretty much guarantee you that the answer will come to you. And you'll see something that you want to heal in your life. And you guys, this is a beautiful thing. This is not a punish yourself because you judge people thing. That is absolutely not what I am saying. I'm saying the beautiful thing, if we can catch ourselves judging, because then we can heal what needs to be healed in us. And that is a wonderful, beautiful thing that can come out of judgment. And it's going to help you feel happier in life. It's going to help you be more connected to the people in your life. Really, so much good can come from this. So let me wrap this up for you and give you just a little summary of ways that we can remove the habit of judgment from our lives. First, start to become aware of the moments where we judge, because we all do, it's just natural. Next, start striving for your own personal best in your life instead of perfection, right? Progress, not perfection, our own personal best on any given day. Third, I want you to celebrate your good moments, right? Like, we spend so much time berating ourselves and judging ourselves for when we screw things up. Let's celebrate the good stuff. I mean, even small things, like if you sat down for 5 minutes and played Legos with your son, celebrate that. That's great. So number four, when you catch yourself judging someone or yourself, stop to ask yourself, why am I judging them? What's going on there? Is there a place in my life where I have this behavior too? Write it down, journal it out, because that's going to allow you to release the judgment, to have more compassion for yourself and that other person, and to heal it. Number five, if you find yourself judging another mom, another thing you can do is to try to put yourself into her perspective and her position and look at the issue from there. Or maybe another way of saying that is giving them the benefit of the doubt, thinking, wow, she must have had a rough morning. Because we know, you know, moms, we're not always at our best. Sometimes we lose our cool, right? And that's something else I wanted to say, is just remember that we are all trying our best in this life. Some days our best is better than others. I think another great tip is to make sure that you have a good support group of moms around you who are also kind of aware and trying to be non-judgmental. It really helps to have other moms to hold you up in this. And my last tip is find scripture to inspire you. And I want to share my favorite with you. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. See directions right from God about what we're supposed to be thinking about. So I know this concept is easier said than done, and it really helps to have someone to walk through this with you and to help you see where the judgment might be in your life and to help you work through it and heal it. And I'd love to be that gal for you. So if you'd like to know more about how coaching can help you with that, reach out to me for a complimentary discovery call. We can take a look at where you are at with that and where you want to be with it and what's getting in your way and holding you back. And don't forget, I have that ultimate guide to guilt-free self-care for you on my website. It's free, tinaheisman.com. And join me online in the Proverbs 31 by Design community on Facebook. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.